Vanderbilt falls at homecoming to Duke by a final score of 10-7. We are joined by the head coach of the Commodores, Coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, I know that was probably the most disappointed locker room you've been in quite a while, wasn't it?
No doubt about it, Joe. It was, just out there for the taking, and yep. We just wouldn't take it. And didn't do a very good job on offense, never got in any kind of rhythm, and never just threatened to drive the ball. We just couldn't.
What happened? Why, do you think?
I don't know. Well, I think Duke did a good job of taking away our outside runs with our quarterback. And, we put DJ and Jamie in there to run those outside runs so we wouldn't get hits on the quarterback and, maybe get a guy out there who can maybe break one. But they did a good job of bottling those up. And, we had trouble protecting the passer, especially in the first half. And it's hard to sit back there and pick out receivers when you got people all around.
And I was going to mention, it looked like Duke was actually able to get some pressure on with only sending four or five. It didn't look like they were having to sort of blitz the house, and I know that's got to concern you when that happens.
It does, and, we just got to be more consistent on the offensive line, and we've done it before against some very good pass-rushing teams, so, there's no reason why we can't do it.
Did you feel like the guy, and this hindsight's obviously 20/20, did you feel like the guys were a little tight early on? It almost seemed like both teams were a little bit.
Well, I don't know. It's always hard for me to see if anybody's tight or, everybody asks if they're flat. And, you're talking about 100 guys out there or 80 so, Everybody's got a personality and react different ways, and I couldn't tell you.
We did see Tim Fugger in the game a lot on the defensive line. He seemed to play very well. Had you seen that coming from him?
We did. Tim broke his collarbone in the preseason and was not available, but we think Tim's going to be an excellent player. He's very mobile, and he's strong. And Stephen Stone, knee is banged up a little bit, so we wanted to get him out of the game some and not just have him play the whole game on that knee. So proud of Tim of going in there and performing, and he made some big plays.
You go in a locker room at halftime trailing 7-0. It could have been worse. You get the big play at the end of the half, and, they're unable to score on a field goal attempt. You mentioned that it didn't look like Vanderbilt would take it. It didn't look like Duke wanted to take it either for a while.
No, they didn't. They were – I don't know if they thought maybe they were playing such good defense they would, just try to kick some field goals or whatever or play conservatively. But, I think our defense played pretty well, to tell you the truth. We got after them and got some big hits on the quarterback. And I think they had five fumbles. We didn't get but one of them. And that was, the situation that would have really helped us if we could have gotten some of those.
Yeah, sometimes they bounce your way and sometimes they don't, and they just
True.
Did not today. We'll take a break, have more with Coach Bobby Johnson right after this. A disappointing homecoming for the Commodores. Duke wins it by a score of 10-7 as we continue with Commodore head coach Bobby Johnson. You mentioned earlier, Coach, the offense really not able to get anything on track, and then, boy, you have that one spurt, that big 79-yard touchdown pass when you went long to Sean Walker. It almost seemed like it felt like that was going to be the jump start you were looking for.
Well, I thought it was, and then we had a little smaller drive going, and then it stalled, and I forgot which one we tried to kick the field goal, but Bryant kicked it far enough, and I think he missed both of them by a total about a foot, but he missed them both.
Talk about the thought process that you went through in that the fourth down play, deep in your own territory, 2.5 minutes or so to go, you've got three timeouts remaining. And what was the thought process there? It worked out well. You went for it, didn't make it, but you were able to hold them on the next drive. Talk about what your decision process was there.
Well, the decision was, hopefully we could make the first down. It was fourth and about five, and, that's a makeable first down. If we didn't make it, and we forced a field goal, we could still win with a touchdown. And we got fortunate, threw them for some losses, and they even threw an incomplete pass. And we held them and only used two timeouts. So it worked out well for us. But even if they had kicked the field goal, we'd have to stop them either way, whether
right.
we punted or did not punt. And if they kicked the field goal, we still had a chance to win. But if we punted that thing out of there, you know, we're going to use three timeouts. And, you know, if they make a first down, it's going to be over.
Right. Well, what do you say to the team in the locker room after a game like this? And how difficult, we've talked about having open dates and where they fall. You know, if you come off a win and you get to relax and you know, enjoy it a little bit, the open dates are nice. Open dates aren't necessarily nice when you're sitting on a disappointing loss, are they?
They're not, but, you know, we're not going to sit around and mope. We're going to get back to work. And, you know, a lot of fundamental stuff needs to be, you know, talked about again.
Well, they're not tackling as well as you like. I know
tackling that. And you know, we've got to be great on our technique and protecting the passer, and you know, all that goes back to the fundamentals, and we got to get back working on that. And that this week should give us an excellent opportunity to do that. And even though, you know, you got a bad taste in your mouth, you know, I think a week of practice will help get it out and get ready for Florida.
And let me ask, too, a couple of occasions Duke snapped on the offense and the defense was not ready, and they took advantage of it. One of them was a big play on a 2nd and 9, and they picked up 23 yards. I know that's something you'll probably address, too, but what happened in those situations?
Well, you know, 95% of the time they act like they're going to snap and don't. And, you know, with the new rule, as soon as the umpire gets out the way, you can legally snap it. So we were trying to get personnel changes in there and also trying to get a call in there, and they just raised up and threw it. And, you know, we weren't, you know, alert at that time.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, Joe.
Coach Bobby Johnson joining us here from the locker room, and I can imagine how quiet it was. But the other thing you sense in there, John, and we talked about it during the course of the broadcast, this defense, although they've made some big plays, they're not tackling very well comparatively to what they did early on.
And I think that is really the biggest disappointment out of the defense. They stepped up and made some other big stops in many situations, but allowing 3rd and long conversions and some poor tackling in some certain situations are the fundamentals, I think, that Coach is talking about on the defensive side of the ball.
On the offensive side, the other thing that I think they're frustrated with now is, for lack of a better word, inconsistency on the offensive line. You know, ran the ball well against a very good Georgia defense. Didn't do so well here today against Duke. Had trouble protecting when Duke would send a 4-man rush. And, boy, that's, you know, Adams was struggling early, but he didn't have a lot of time.
He absolutely did not. And that is one thing I guess you can't predict many things. As you said, hindsight's 20/20. That was not an area of the game that I came into this game being concerned about at all, was Duke's ability with a 4-man rush to put pressure on Vanderbilt's quarterback. But McKenzie was under duress, in particular in the first half. They obviously made some adjustments. He threw the ball much, much better in the second half, but it was a little bit too little too late. And, again, the inconsistency in the ground game as well just really, really hurt the Commodores.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up our portion of the postgame show from Vanderbilt Stadium right after this.